Everybody was worried about how uncivil the first one was.
Oh, I had no concern for this whatsoever because I follow Mike Pence for 25
and,
years.
And the fact that he came out like the pro he is and delivered his lines,
I met
delivered
Mike
his
Pence
facts.
At CPAC.
Yeah.
In 2005 or 6, one of the ones I went to. White Bread's a good name for him.
Yeah.
You got to remember that.
Nothing wrong. People love White Bread.
Look, he's a media guy to begin with. He's a radio talk show host.
Yep.
So we know from the early stages of his adult career, life and career, he had a disdain for working. Because he got into, we know that he had a disdain for working because he got into radio. So. Yeah. But he was elected to, I want to say that he was on a town council or something before. Then he was elected to the House of Representatives. And when Gingrich was Speaker of the House, I think, or at the end, or maybe it was DeLay, you know, Pence was in the, he was in that majority there. You know, there was a DeLay, or at one time there was a Denny Hastert. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Pence was right there, minority whip or someone, maybe it wasn't the minority whip, but he was up there when the Republicans had a majority that they lost to Nancy Pelosi in 2006. The song Democrats Somewhere is all about that loss.
Mm.
By the way, came out a month before the election. So we knew that the Democrats are going to take the House. But my read on Pence, and I told Mrs. O'Connell when we were driving up here yesterday, I'm like, if the first question is going to be a COVID-19, a corona hoax question, mm-hmm. and Kamala Harris is going to come out, this administration sat by while hundreds of thousands of Americans died of the corona bug.
Yep. Yep.
And this president in his orange tan did nothing. He had nothing. He had no plan. She was going to, you know, it's just the line that Biden used, and that Pence was going to come on and say, well, actually, I'm on the coronavirus task force, Kamala. Can I call you Kamala? actually, this president, here's what this president did. We built 130,000 ventilators and sent them all around the United States. We had so many left over, we sent them to foreign countries, okay? Secondly, this president ordered the testing of 40 million Americans, number one in the world. We lead the world in testing. We got the company, we had Haste. We had Pfizer, we had Johnson & Johnson making PCR, RT-PCR tests. You don't know what you're talking about. These companies were brought in. This is the greatest mobilization of private industry since World War II, okay? This president, and then he would go down,
he does, methodically, just go down, bop, 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 stat, 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 stat,
and leave her going, yeah, but he's orange,
yeah,
and he's a man, and he's bad, and he killed people. Please elect me vice president, please.
Her head nod, her constant head nod was just also, my wife, that was...
She may be more detestable, people are saying on Twitter, than Hillary.
Yeah, she's
that's saying a lot, dude. If you're more detestable than Hillary...
Yeah. My wife had never seen Mike Pence debate, and we only watched about an hour before I passed out. She's like, the man is absolutely impressive because he doesn't get emotionally wrecked. He's stoic in all of these things, especially when emojis flying all over the place. Her hands are moving, her head's nodding. She's trying to smile and cackle. And it's a great contrast between the two. So Pence, and people thought she could, they always try to pump up Harris as, oh, she was a prosecutor, she's this great debater, even though she flamed out in 2019 before the 2020 primary even began. And
she's an awful candidate.
She's an awful candidate. There's a reason why she took the path to her position that she took.
She's a
get
childless, adulterating,
weirdo,
home-wrecking witch. Mm. She's a freaking weirdo.
I'd go with weirdo.
And look, when the Democrat Party won't nominate you, you're in bad shape if you're a witch, okay? Yeah.
When the old white guy gets nominated.
When Grandpa Stalin was preferred over you, that doesn't say an awful lot about you. Let's listen to a...
But look, Senator Harris, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. You yourself said on multiple occasions when you were running for president that you would ban fracking. Joe Biden looked at a supporter in the eye and pointed and said,
She's smirking.
I guarantee
yeah, I didn't see
that we will abolish fossil fuels. They have a $2 trillion version of the Green New Deal, Susan, that your newspaper, USA Today, said really wasn't that very different from the original Green New Deal. More taxes, more regulation, banning fracking, abolishing fossil fuel, crushing American energy, and economic surrender to China is a prescription for economic decline. President Trump and I will keep America growing. The V-shaped recovery that's underway right now will continue with four more years of President Donald Trump in the White House.
Thank you.
Now, there's a couple of things that I take away from that. Number one, let's talk about Kayleigh McEnany. Richard, let's talk about Kayleigh McEnany.
The superhero
of the White House press briefing room.
Yep.
What did I say about Kayleigh about 3 months ago when she first arose to prominence, or however you wish to say it? I'm like, this is the guy that runs Trump International, and he's a good picker of talent.
He finds it, yeah.
Hey, you're fired. Okay, you're not going to run my company as the apprentice here. This guy is a good talent scout. He knows talent when he sees it, okay?
Yeah.
He picks the best person unless it's someone he called from inside Leviathan for a job, okay? If he called
or
him from inside the deep, somebody
him, yeah.
told him to do it. So when he elevates someone like Kayleigh McEnany, that's a Trump hand. That's a stamp.
Yep.
That's a Trump International stamp. You're approved. Hey, Kayleigh, you're approved. You can speak on my behalf. Remember in July of 2016, the big question mark was, who is this idiot? Who is this bumbling silver spoon in his mouth boob? Who is he going to pick to be his vice president? You might remember that he met with all the usual suspects.
Yeah.
He picked Pence.
Yep.
Was that a good choice or what?
It's a fantastic choice because it's a contrast.
He is Captain, you're Captain Middle America. He is Captain Middle of the Road.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
dude doesn't piss anyone off.
No. Nope.
He can't. It's not in his DNA.
No. Nope.
He's incapable of it.
Yep.
He just walks. He is he's the Johnny Cash VP.
Yeah.
I walk the line. He just walks the line.
He absolutely does. And it was such a good showing by Pence that I think we talked about it before the show. The big takeaway now from the left is the mansplaining. Oh, well, there's a lot of mansplaining. 2 points to that. A, if you're going to be a woman and get into politics, that excuse has to go out the line because you're accepting the fact that
I am woman,
debate,
hear me roar.
A man is going to explain his position to you. Two, if I put Kayleigh McEnany on that stage, nobody's going to mansplain to her. She's going to absolutely smack any guy around that tries to talk to her in that way.
You would so love to see Kayleigh McEnany and Kamala Harris. Hey,
that would be a fight.
Why don't we take this plexiglass like down so you and I can actually talk to each other, okay? Let me tell you what this president has done. Kamala. Could you see Kayleigh just... And then it would devolve and Harris would finally lose it and get into a cat fight and Kayleigh would just kick her ass.
Well, she just hit her with a binder. Just with a binder. Bam. It wouldn't even be a problem, right? She's like, I'm ready for you.
With a binder.
But you can't go with a mansplaining excuse because that's what politics is. In a debate, you have to explain your opinion. So she got beaten so badly from pillar to post. Tulsi Gabbard was probably sitting somewhere in Hawaii drinking a Mai Tai going, yeah, good job. That's pretty good work by you.
Now, here is the Biden clip of Biden saying, I promise you, I got hairs on my thigh, and the kids love it. But this fracking thing, I have a crack. Did I say crack? I mean fracking. This fracking thing, yeah, we're gonna put an end to that. We're gonna abolish that.
But kiddo, I want you to just take a look. Okay, you don't have to agree, but I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee you, we're gonna end fossil fuel, and I am not gonna clock it.
I guarantee you we're going to end fossil fuel. So what, you're going to wage war against planet Earth itself?
Yeah, Gaia. You're going to go after Gaia. At least that's what
they're waging war against Gaia itself. In my administration, we have liberated Gaia. We have liberated trillions of cubic feet of gas.
We love
Biden
Gaia.
Is filled with gas.
Yeah.
You've never seen a guy that has more gas than this guy.
He's going to replace fracking with himself.
So. He's gonna. Now, there was a question earlier, I think Joe asked it, what is fracking? So, I know people in the oil industry, you probably do too, because we live in Louisiana and Texas.
Mm.
So, fracking is abbreviation for fracturing.
Yep.
So, what happens is 1,000 feet down or so, however deep you got to go, there's layers of rock. And what you do when you frack is you drill down and then you pulverize that hole. And when you pulverize it, that layer of rock, specifically that layer of rock, cracks. When it cracks, the oil that's above it seeps down into the rock, and then you can pump it out. That's all it is. This nonsense, but it gets into the groundwater supply. Nobody digs a 1,000 to 2,000 or 3,000, however deep the fracking well is. Nobody digs a water well that deep. You can't afford it.
No.
This is not Bruce Willis in the asteroid movie.
Oh, in Armageddon?
Yeah, in Armageddon, yeah. Yeah, you're not going to put a nuke in the ground and dig a 4,000-foot well. You're just not going to. Now, if you could.
Trump would do it. Can we blow that oil out? Let's do it.
We're going to dig a well. It's going to be so deep. No one's ever seen.
No one's ever seen it.
Incredible well diggers. Incredible well people.
It's going to be deeper than Biden's.
Our well people are incredible people. Incredible people. What?
It's going to be deeper than Biden's basement. Don't you worry about it, Biden. I'll let you rent it out when I'm done.
So, I'm going to explain to you the format of today's program because we're just going to hang out and have a great time at the Beeman's house. We have a headset. I have one on. Richard has one on. Joe is seated across from me. Let me do my best, Trump. Joe Beeman, what a great American. Katie Beeman, great Americans. What a beautiful home. They're making America. They're making Pennsylvania great again. They're making their neighborhood great again because there's wackos on this street. Okay, there are people on this street that have Biden signs. I don't know how you get a house like that with a Biden sign. I don't know.
Maybe you got it for free. I don't know. I would put it up.
Maybe Biden himself drove over from Scranton and put it in the ground. I don't know.
Maybe they planted it on your lawn at night when you didn't see him. I don't know.
And you walked out and went, okay, I'm all for it. So what we're going to do is somebody wants to talk, just like, but it's Fox and Friends or The Five, but with real people and the truth. Not F-A-U-X, fake Fox News. Somebody wants to talk. Joe actually works for the Postal Service, and I'm not going to get him in trouble, but I'm going to ask him some questions because he can answer them strategically and professionally about how the mail service, the U.S. Postal Service, would actually handle a mail-in ballot where it's not handling it now. And people aren't lying when they say this is a strategic. When Trump says, or anyone says, this is a practical problem, you just can't dump 30% increase in mail traffic and expect the Postal Service to be able to handle it.